It's the Great Debates. I'm Dan Medina, your moderator. I'm welcoming back Steve Healy and Dave King.
Hey, man.
It's very exciting to be here in the Great Debate studio today because we've got a very exciting topic. I just said exciting so many times. That's how excited I am about this topic. It's fun to go to a strip club.
What are the sides? We don't know. This is Steve
yes,
Healy.
And this is Dave King.
Affirmative, life-affirming side, but I'm prepared to take either side of this one.
Well, I think also it's an interesting question, which is the more life-affirming stance?
Right. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Because on one side is like, you know, sex and hedonism, and on the other side is maybe you might say family and virtue.
Well, let me ask you this, Dave. Put yourself in the mind of a listener. Close your eyes. Take yourself out of yourself. Just be a Great Debates listener. You're driving around in your car. Which side do you think you'd rather hear Steve Healy argue?
Well, I'd rather hear Healy argue that it is fun.
Done.
I think
Let's
anytime Healy argues things are fun and good, that's my gut says
people
that.
People don't get tired of that, you don't think? I'm just positive Johnson.
I think you do it better than I do. And I think I'm better at shooting things down.
All right, opening statements?
Yeah, let's dive right in, man.
Going to a strip club is super fun. Listen,
you don't believe this. I can tell already. But go ahead, man.
Let's get this out of the way right away.
Yeah.
Like bars, like restaurants, like a lot of things, there are good and bad strip clubs. A lot of them are bad. We can't rule out all strip clubs because of the bad ones and the scummy ones and the poorly managed ones. But a truly great strip club where the employees are well compensated and you can feel the good management and everybody's having a great time is one of the most fun experiences in life. You can go there with a couple guys, have a great bachelor party time. You can go there with guys and girls and kind of test out the waters of what's cool sexually. Everybody's having fun exploring those sides of themselves. It's a safe space for sexual exploration and excitement and fun without any danger or hazard, and we need that pressure valve in society. That's why these institutions aren't just fun, they're positive. So I'd say it's fun to go to a strip club. You get in there, get a couple drinks, and look at some boobs, or dicks and dudes' bodies, if you're into that.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting opening argument.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How many strip clubs have you been to where you can, quote, feel the good management?
I haven't been to that one. And isn't there one in Portland or San Francisco where it's like it's like a workers' collective? Have you heard about this?
I've heard that in Portland they have all manner of strip clubs. I've never been to a strip club.
You guys, but I believe there's at least one or two strip clubs in the country that are sort of owner operated and all women operated, and that sounds cool and empowering. And
no, it's great.
Great.
Okay. There's many problems with strip clubs,
yeah.
And here are the reasons why it's not fun.
Okay.
One of the reasons is that
you've been to strip clubs?
I've been to some strip clubs, sure.
You and I have been to
stores
together.
Yes,
maybe
you and
the
I.
The premier strip club in the country.
One of, yes. You and I were, I would say, taken not entirely against our will to scores when we were both single men.
And we were taken in high style because we were taken by a celebrity. I don't want to say his name, but it's let's call him Darson Cayley.
Okay. it's weird because it's not, I don't think it's that, it's like, are we trying not to brag?
My feeling is just there's a slight chance he wouldn't want us to talk about it.
I understand, but then to
cares,
like, you've
so.
Teed it up like we were taken by a celebrity.
Listen, my point is not to brag, but the experience that we had was affected by who.
Well, that's
we're
true.
With.
Yeah, but you've been to other strip clubs too, right? You've been on bachelor parties and stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but if we're like comparing experiences, that was a factor that this guy was a fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? He was, by the way, he was incredibly generous.
Totally.
And it was a great. It was a great.
I would say that was a super fun night.
That was
right?
one of
and
the
bonding for us.
Sure, you have no choice but to bond.
Yeah,
really, at a strip club,
it's intense.
Okay,
so
here's some of the issues.
So we're agreed, going to a strip club is fun, or at least that. Will you agree that time was fun?
Not entirely. I'll tell you why. Because one of the things that happened that night was one of the gentlemen there took out his penis in front of a stripper and made her uncomfortable and made me uncomfortable because I was sitting right next to him.
I was not aware of that. That sounds horrible, but that's not the fault of the strip club. That's that guy making a bad choice. People take their penises out at schoolyards. It doesn't mean schools are bad.
Which environment do you think people take their penises out in more? Schoolyards or strip clubs?
It's bad and to take your penis out in any inappropriate place, and a strip club is one of those.
Okay, but you would have to acknowledge that a strip club is a less inappropriate place.
I absolutely acknowledge that.
Okay, thank you. All right. Here's a couple problems with strip clubs. I want to invoke, to paraphrase, my dear friend Harris Whittles here, who is an expert on all things hedonistic.
Yeah.
Who I love dearly.
Yep.
Harris is a writer and comedian, if you don't know.
Everyone who listens to podcasts knows who Harris is.
That's true. He's.
I was wondering the other day, idly in my mind, is it possible to drive across the United States listening only to Harris Whittles on podcasts? Like, has he accumulated the 120 hours or whatever?
It's possible, because Analyze Fish has got, like, that's his podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably 10 hours right there.
Okay,
he's
so
done Bang Bang.
Let's start.
Maybe we could do this off the air. It doesn't seem okay. Let's see. Analyze Fish. Go ahead. You keep talking. I'm gonna look up how many episodes of Analyze Fish there are.
There's probably 50 or something, right?
No, I don't think there's that many. I think that's part of the reason why we need to do the math.
Oh, okay.
Is Analyze Fish it's sort of a mini series.
Wanted to do it off the air because he wanted to do some math, or not because he. It
feels not entirely relevant to the topic of a strip club is fun to go to.
Can't we every once in a while have the freedom to get off topic?
Totally. And as soon as you made that point, I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do the math.
Oh, okay.
So he's probably been on Bang Bang like 6 or 8 times.
Okay.
He's been a guest on You Made It Weird. He's been a guest on WTF. That's probably like 3 hours.
Yeah.
There's probably a bunch of other podcasts I don't know about.
Okay.
Are there others I'm
so
forgetting?
You could probably drive from LA to maybe Tucson just listening.
I think you get further than Tucson.
Okay.
I bet you can make it to the border of Texas. He must have been on like Who Charted and you know, How Did This Get Made, maybe, or something.
Cool.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
So anyway, let's bring it back to strip clubs.
Yeah.
Enough digression.
Harris loves hedonistic things.
Okay.
He is, I think, by his own admission, sort of driven by his id.
Okay.
And his take on strip clubs is they suck because you're spending a ton of money on sex, but you're not actually getting sex.
Yeah, that's one man's take. But for another man's taste, it could be, I love getting being on that line that's almost like sex, but not going too far.
How many men do you know who get off on not getting off?
I think that's a surprisingly high percentage of the market for strip clubs. And let's acknowledge that strip clubs are a huge big business. Probably every big American city has one. It's a thing people want, right?
So well, I would argue that people want sex, and because in most places sex is illegal, what they take is...
Sex is not illegal. Sex is free.
I'm sorry. What they want...
Paid for sex is illegal.
In most places, yes. Paid for sex is illegal. But to go back to Harris's point, why spend $200 to have basically the equivalent of, like, breasts in your face and, like, something that might give you an erection?
Yeah.
When for $40 or whatever it is, you could go and, first of all, get a good massage and then also ejaculate.
I don't... Like, you're saying go to a massage parlor?
Yeah.
And get jerked off? I mean,
yeah.
That's illegal.
Well, it is borderline illegal.
I think having a debate about prostitution is another debate.
Okay, but certainly illegal things happen at strip clubs as well. And I'm not saying that just because...
If they do, I don't want to know about them.
Healy, you do illegal things. You have done illegal things.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do away with the idea that, like, no one should do anything that's illegal. This is absurd.
Well, I just don't want to take this into a debate about prostitution. We're talking about strip clubs.
I'm not here to argue the virtues of strip club, of prostitution.
You are.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not here to... We're not arguing whether prostitution is good or bad. What we're arguing is it fun to go to a strip club?
Yeah.
Harris's point is, it's not fun. It's lame because you're spending way too money to get something that... It's bad economics.
I don't think that's fair because it's two different things you're paying for. You could have fun riding, surfing the wave of being proximate to sex while just drinking and chilling out. That's different, a different pleasure than paying for sex.
Okay, so that's point taken.
Okay.
Here's some other reasons why strip clubs are not fun.
Right.
The music is terrible. The music at all strip clubs is bad, with the exception of maybe one or two of these so-called like indie strip clubs in Portland where they play
Chick 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 and Built to Spill or something. The music is bad. It's not music that I listen to ordinarily, but it is good music for strip clubs. That's why they play it. It's also usually the most popular songs in the country, and every once in a while, it's fun to hear that music. So yeah, it's fun to go to strip club. You hear these weird songs about shaking your ass and stuff, and you get to see it enacted. That's cool. That's fun. That's not a good argument.
Is this something like a high class strip club, or does this exist where they play classical music and stuff?
I don't think that classical music is erotic. No one's gonna.
I totally disagree.
Really,
dude? Can you imagine like a beautiful woman, borderline naked on your body, and like Marriage of Figaro or New World Symphony is playing? I've got a boner just thinking about it.
I don't know a ton about classical music. But I do think that in the world of classical music, there is a slight element of like, there'll be a cellist who's like kind of hot, and they'll like, the cover of her album will be her in like kind of a somewhat sexy yet formal wear. I think there is essentially a world where people are teasing the sex of classical music. And what they like is the most subtle tease of sex.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think
so. I think in that is already provided for. Strip clubs are a next level down the road. So what I'm saying is, there's no market for your classical music strip club.
Because you're saying
the people that are into that are into the most mild teasing sexuality. That's what gets them off, and they find that.
I think you're wrong. This is just the idea that people who are into classical music don't like the dirtiest,
they're into formalism, restraint, playing within forms. That's what they get off. That's part of the deal of being into classical music.
Well, maybe if you're a Mozart guy, but certainly not if you're a Beethoven guy.
Well, I mean, like,
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't.
What about like weird like Stravinsky or like, you know,
I mean, if you're
John Adams, we've talked before on this podcast about John Adams.
Well, yeah, he didn't, you know, John Adams isn't a classical musician. He was a president.
No. John Adams, the composer.
Oh, I don't know that guy.
China and stuff. Oh, I talked about it before.
I don't remember it.
Okay. I talked about it before.
What are we talking about? Strip clubs. Oh, here's some other reasons why.
I gotta say, I think I'm running away with this debate.
I totally disagree. Here's some other reasons why strip clubs are gross and not fun. They're always dirty. They're dark.
Again, that's part of the appeal. a slight rubbing your, getting into a bit of grime. Nostalgie pour le boue, as you know, your French friends say. You know, that's a French phrase. Like,
what is it?
It's like fondness for the mud is the translation.
Oh.
And it's like finding it a little bit cool to get a tiny bit dirty. So I think that's part of the appeal of a strip club.
The other weird thing about, one other weird thing about strip is you end up going with your friends.
Yeah.
And now you're watching your friends get aroused and possibly erect.
I think that's a huge part of the bonding thing. Also, because if you go with some, both because you're putting yourself in this slight danger of being embarrassed or weirded out. But if you go to a strip club with some friends and everybody acts cool and conducts themselves well, then afterwards you're like, these bros are solid. You've gotten closer as a group and grown in your esteem for each other.
Right. So that's the ideal. Instead, what happens when you go to a strip club is, for example, this, which is you're at a bachelor party, let's say in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
I forget if you were there or not.
I wasn't there. Okay. I may not have gone to this part, but I was in.
You're at a strip club in Reno, Nevada, and there's a cute stripper who, like, everyone got a lap dance from, which is weird to begin with.
Okay.
And then everyone is like, okay, this is weird. Let's go back to the hotel. And by the way, at that point, if you're me, a taxi driver tells you that you look like Woody Allen and you're very Jewish looking.
Okay, well that's a bummer, but that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
No, but it's the kind of stuff that happens in and around strip clubs. I feel like that driver was at a strip club because like that's the kind of taxi driver who shows up. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're getting
to some anyway, here's what and then what happens is the following, which is that like two men who you're really good friends with decide that they were so into this stripper who was so cute that they want to go back to the strip club and hang out there even more and not come back with the whole group of dudes who are going to the hotel. And
so basically you're saying strip clubs are so fun that your friends like got lost in them.
No,
like
what
this
I'm
is
saying
a,
is
one of the best arguments I'm, I've heard for.
No, what I'm saying is I'm rebutting the point that you made about
strip
how
clubs, it was not fun for you because your friends found it so fun. Like 2 out of 3 people found it so fun they had to go back.
no, it wasn't 2 out of 3. It was like 2 out of 12.
Okay.
And as you said, like, if you go through this experience together and everybody's cool and professional or whatever, then, like, you've bonded with these guys. But instead, what happened in my experience, excuse me, on one of these occasions is you go through this experience together and it's, like, kind of awkward and fun, and then everyone eventually gets drunk enough to whatever, have a good time. And then these two guys want to go back to strip club, and you're like, oh, okay, that's a little weird, but go ahead. And then they do, and then the next day they feel bad about it. Here's another experience I had at a strip club.
This is like being like, basically what you're saying is like, one time I went to a restaurant, the food was terrible, restaurants are bad. This is not a good argument, Dave. This is beneath you.
Healy, if the percentage of times that I went to a restaurant, something weird or bad happened, equal to the percentage of times I went to a strip club and something weird or bad or uncomfortable happened, I would say restaurants are bad. I would only cook food at home.
Okay.
I was at another bachelor party, and I'm going to be very vague with the details here because I don't want to, quote-unquote, incriminate the person who is involved. Although nothing bad happened.
Are you sure you want to say this on a podcast?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
The groom of the bachelor party.
Okay.
We were having a decent time, okay, and then the groom of the bachelor party, like, got whatever, went to a back room or something.
Yo.
And then came back and was like, We need to go. I feel terrible. The woman made me ejaculate, and it's like 2 nights before my wedding, and I feel awful.
Okay, yeah, that's bad. That guy went too far.
Well, his take on the situation was that he didn't go too far, and what I learned about this man is that he has less control over his ejaculate than I do, I think, because apparently he seemed to lose control when he thought he had control. Basically, I don't think he was doing anything with the woman. Like,
Dave, this is a kind of intriguing story that's, a tiny bit
But this
untoward.
Is the kind of thing that happens. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. This
that could happen with, like, your at the office Christmas party. Like,
yes, but I would say also that it would not be fun to, like, hook up with someone at an office Christmas party who you instantly regret. Here's a good, like, general rule is if immediately upon ejaculating you decide this was a bad idea, I need to get out of here, you're probably not in a good place. Yeah, would you agree with that?
I would say the lesson to take away from that is don't ejaculate in that place. Not that place is bad.
Well, okay, if that's the lesson to take away,
yeah,
then a lot of men are not listening to your advice.
If you ejaculate in the Louvre, then immediately you would be like, that's fucked up, I gotta get out of here. That doesn't mean the Louvre is fucked up. It means you have a problem you need to deal with.
Well, I think that if you... Oh, I'm trying to picture a situation where you'd ejaculate in the Louvre.
You know, you look at the Raft of the Medusa and you just get hard.
Over under number of men who ejaculate in the Louvre every week. The over under is 19 and a half.
There's at least one dude who that's like his thing.
Yeah, who's in there. So you're saying there's one guy who's in there 3 times a day ejaculating upon sight of Venus de Milo?
Let me tell a story that could go either way.
I love it. Is this about feeling good management in a strip club?
It's about being in a strip club.
Okay, go ahead.
So here's the circumstance. I'm back home for Christmas a couple years ago, and me and Craig DiGregorio and Dave DiGregorio and Sean Boyland are going to go see a movie.
Okay.
In Revere. And something's fucked up. We got the time wrong, and so we were at the movies too early. Across the street from the movie theater is a strip club called The Squire.
Sure.
We're like, fuck it.
Never been, but heard a lot about it.
Yeah, so it was 3 single guys, and Dave is a homosexual. He's a gay guy, so it's less interesting to him, but he's cool in game. We go, and we have a couple drinks, and we watch the strip club. Now, the only other person in the place is a probably autistic man who is messed up in some way. He's reading an enormously thick engineering textbook in between the stripping.
Uh-huh.
When the strippers come down, he, like, with the intensity of a scientist, is like inspecting.
Oh, sounds their fun. Their deal?
Yeah.
Can you describe the Squire for us? Is it full nude or is it?
Nude. And I was like, okay, that was not for me. Not fun. That's not the word. But for this guy, I was like, it's not maybe not so bad that there's a place for this guy to do this inspection that he seems obligated to do. And my takeaway was that although it was not enhancing my fun, it was suggested a positive role for strip clubs in society.
I can't believe you're willing to enter that story as evidence. That's one of the saddest, creepiest, least fun things I've ever heard. A thick engineering textbook?
Yeah, he was reading a book that was like...
I entered least fun thing into a computer program, and it spit out autistic man reading a thick engineering textbook at a strip club.
But for him, this, I'm guessing, is the most fun thing he does all week.
We have no way of knowing. There's really, truly no way of entering that guy's mind. But I would like to think that he has other ways of... Also, like, that guy could just go on the internet. I mean, wouldn't that be less harmful? Do you think these women felt good?
This was maybe 8 years ago. So I think the internet's gotten a lot better.
You don't think you could see boobs on the internet in 2007?
Maybe
that's what he was...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe
with the engineering textbook, he was working out, like... faster and download.
I don't know. I'm suddenly very concerned about what you were doing on the internet in 2007.
I was not looking at boobs on the internet in 2007.
Really?
Absolutely not.
I mean, that's amazing. God bless you.
I think internet pornography is very destructive and bad.
I generally agree with you.
Okay, anyway, let's...
But I think like strip clubs, it can be fun.
Let's have closing arguments.
Oh.
Do you want me to go first? Who goes first?
I'll go first. I'll tell you why strip clubs aren't fun. Strip clubs are a place where you might be able to distract yourself in the moment, and the day after you generally end up feeling like, why did I do that? Why did I spend so much money there? That girl wasn't as pretty as I thought she was. That girl, I didn't... Oh, man. Oh, God, I hope my parents aren't listening to this. When I was at a strip club once, and this girl sat down next to me. She was a stripper, and she was like, she had an accent. She had a foreign accent, and I was like, "That's an interesting accent. Where are you from?" By the way, before I tell the story, I realize this is entirely on me. The events that happened in this story. I was like, "That's a really interesting accent. Where are you from?" And she was like, "Ukraine." And I was like, "Oh." I can't believe I'm sharing this, but I was like, oh, my ancestors are from the Ukraine. And she was like, where? Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful country. Where are your ancestors from? And I was like, oh, I think outside of Kiev or something like that. And she was like, yes, this beautiful country. I wish to return someday. And I was like, I would love to see the land of my forefathers one day, too. And then there was an awkward pause, and she said, you would like dance? And I was like, I guess, yes. I have to do that now. And and it was really sad and not fun. And that's the problem with strip clubs, that if you look just below the surface at all, it's not fun, it's sad, it's weird. If you are really into sex, there's nothing wrong with liking sex, but... You know, try to engage with someone who actually wants to have sex with you. That's the problem. Is it go one of two ways, really. Either actually try to have sex with someone who likes you for who you are and isn't being paid to do it. Go on a date or go to, go to casual encounters on Craigslist, whatever you want to do. Or if you want to pay for sexual titillation or if you want to pay for sex, then, go get a hand job at a massage parlor or find a prostitute or pay for
this
someone.
These are opposite. I finish your closing.
No, argument. I understand. I understand that they're opposite, but either like that's the problem. That's why strip clubs aren't fun, is because they're this stupid middle ground of like, I got a boner maybe, instead of like, I had really great sex with someone who I have a relationship with, be it casual or serious, or I actually climaxed with someone who I paid for, and by the way, probably end up spending less money with than you would have if you had gone to a strip club. So that's why strip clubs to me aren't fun. They're also gross and dirty, and the music is bad, and the clientele that you have to share the space with is usually disgusting and unpleasant. And the clothing that the women wear is gross. and you end up with glitter. There's always glitter on your face at the end of the night. And then you got to look your friends in the eye the next day and be like, you spent, how much money did you spend last night? God damn it, man. We could have flown to Italy for that much money.
What? Who are you going to strip clubs with? We got to wrap this up.
All right, go ahead, man.
Okay. First of all, I think, and we should have said this up top, we got to thank a listener for sending in this topic. Listener Matt H. from Beverly, Massachusetts.
Yes.
He sent in this topic. Thanks very much. We love to get topics and responses to debates and anything. Tweet to us, GreatDebate69 at Twitter, GreatDebates69 at Gmail. We have a website. Just, we love that feedback. We love getting topics. We love to debate it. I think this was a really interesting debate. I think that Dave was all over the place morally, and I think I won in a landslide. I think that, let me put it this way. Throughout the history of the world, every society and myth, going back to the cavemen on down to the stories we tell ourselves now, there's a bonding experience of men entering a cave of mystery and danger together. That's like, you'll find, that's the caverns at Lascaux, that's what that is. I would argue those were probably history's first strip clubs. And I think that strip clubs continue to serve an incredibly important role for men going together to a place that's right on the edge of acceptable and flirting with the danger and grossness and provocations that exist there. Going through that crucible and coming out will make you stronger, and that experience and ritual of doing that is fun. Now, are there a lot of bad stuff about strip clubs? Of course, there's a lot of bad stuff. Can you overdo it? Yes. Can it be exploitative to the employees? Probably. All kinds of businesses are exploitative to their workers. But going to a strip club in moderation is fun.
That's the Great Debates. Again, you can find us online at greatdebate69.com, Twitter at greatdebate69. I want you guys to think about this one. And we'll find out who won.
What do you think, Medina? Who do you think won that debate? Have we been to a strip club together?
Yeah, I've probably had a bachelor party. We've been to a strip club together.
I remember also, do you remember we went to, right after I broke up with my last girlfriend, I feel like on like New Year's Day, we went to not a strip club, but some like...
On New Year's Eve day.
Yeah, it was like a bikini bar or something.
Like one of the worst...
Sam's Hofbräu or something.
Sam's Hofbräu.
And we ordered pizzas.
We ate lunch there.
It was rough. That
sounds fun.
No, it was rough.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster. I think we were ridiculed by the other men who were there.
We were too skinny and too white.
Yeah. But it was, you know... All right. Thanks for listening.
We should have had this debate
at Deja Vu, yeah.
Right around the corner.
Now, Cheetahs is not a... You realize Cheetahs is not a strip club. It's also a quote-unquote bikini bar.
Oh, well, we can all agree those are fun.
We can't? That's subject for another debate. Save it. Thanks, everyone.
I'm in paradise. Look at all these crystals. What's up with scores? Yo, straight up, this the new anthem for everybody working hard. Trying to make that
giddy up,
money,
giddy up,
check
giddy
it
up,
out,
giddy up, giddy up,
y'all.
Giddy up. Just cause she dances go-go, it don't make her a ho-no. Maxine, Bucci, Retro's, your horn. We going to the disco. We gonna E-Hilo to Mexico. Called up my mama, said I'm in love with this stripper, yo. 10 grand, let me see you shake it like you got no bones in your body and you was made to be a celebrity. 20 grand, no, it's a sin, but if only you show me a little more skin, it would fulfill my fantasy. 30 grand to the highest bidder, but Chris Rock said there's no sex in the champagne room. 40 grand, looked into her eyes, I saw tears falling down, type of tears that money couldn't buy. Just cause she dances go-go, it don't make her a whole no. Maxine, put your ratchets on, we going to the disco. Said I'm in love with this stripper, yo.